The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
What's coming up on today's experience? Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Yay! Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use, probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? I don't know, I'm not that funny. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more! Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk hope with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there, here it is. Very simple. Are we reading and studying the Word of God for the purpose of listening to God speak, or are we doing it because we are told that we are supposed to read it and study it? Ooh, wait. Let's see that again. Are we reading and studying the Word of God for the purpose of listening to God speak? Or are we doing it because we are told that we should read it and study it? Interesting question. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, you can reach out to us. We don't want you to have that die of loneliness. We want you to reach out and connect. Just give us a call at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. I will tell you that when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like talking to a person that you can count on.
Aww. Aww, so nice.
Aww. Thank you, David. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you, my friend. As you can tell, there's a little bit more upness in my voice. I'm a little bit from yesterday today. I went to the doctor, by the way, today for a post-COVID checkup, and he said, you don't need it. So that was good.
Good to be safe, though.
Yeah,
just in case.
Just double checking. I do need people to keep Noelle in prayer. She's about 90%, but she's doing a long shift today. She'll be working till 7 p.m. Yikes. She got up at 6 a.m. Yikes. Long day.
That is a long shift.
long day. Pray for my wife, please. All right, so if you've got something you want to reach out to us, and maybe you've got a prayer request, maybe you've got a praise report, how fantastic, because your brothers and sisters are right here waiting for you. If you've got something you need prayer for, let's pray. Two or more gathered together in my name and asking things in my name. First of all, there am I in their presence. That's what the Lord said. Number two, if you agree upon anything, it should be done for you. Let's agree. Let's do it together. Let's operate in faith. Let's bring it all before the Lord, just like he asked us to do. So we're doing it actually in direct obedience to Christ. If you've got a praise report sitting in your system, let me just say this really great. things about appraise report. Number one, it recertifies, it re-energizes your own experience in the Lord because you're sharing it and you're hearing it. Number two, other people hear it and they are blessed because they know God is active and it gives them hope for being active for them. And number three, it glorifies God, which is the most important part. That the Bible says very clearly that let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If you've got a praise report, say so. Does it have to be 6 hours long? No. Can it be 6 seconds long? Yes. Or 60 seconds long? Whatever. But Dave, I don't speak very well. Welcome to radio. I think we've made that very clear. There's a lot of mistakes we make on every single show. You know what? We don't care. What we want to do is do it right before the Lord. If you've got a praise report, if you've got a prayer request, you got something on your mind, you got something the Lord has shared with you, and you just want to share it, you just have something you want to discuss or just want to connect, hey, that's what we're here for. So you can call the 972-445-0770 number, or you can text. So it doesn't matter if you're in San Diego, which is right now it's 11:37. If you're in Denver, it's 12:37. Oh, my goodness, if you're in Dallas, it's 1:37. If you're in Detroit, it's 2:37. We got you covered. You just reach out to us and call us or text us. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Non-professional voice coming up right now. Here we go.
214-210-8483.
There you go. Additionally, you can, of course, send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's D-A-V-I-D at the A with a goofy circle around it. He must increase from John330.org. david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to share with you a couple of quick things. We're going to go into prayer. We're going to be praying for Noah, our good friend Noah. Plus, we're going to be praying for Cordelia and Joyanne and for Robert and for Rosalind and for Al and his family and for everybody else that's connected to us. We're going to be praying a general prayer for all of us. But before we get there, I want to share what happened today. I got the opportunity, went to the doctor. It was fine. It went great. Everything was perfect. And I got a chance to talk to Nurse Peggy again. And we've mentioned her before. And it's always like the Lord coordinates some kind of weird anointed time. And we were able to share and have fellowship for about 10 minutes in the office. I was able to encourage her, told her what happened with me in COVID and my prayer and the Lord answering in 30 to 60 seconds. I would say 30 on the short side, 60 on the long, regardless, it happened right away. And the bottom line is that we were sharing and blessing and encouraging each other. I want you to keep Nurse Peggy in prayer. She's asking the Lord to either help her in her finances or give her a second job. She got no problem working that. And so we just want to pray for her as well as the other people in our audience who are physically hurting and financially hurting. And we're going to deal with the people who are emotionally hurting at a different phase, but I want to do this for financial and physical difficulties that are going on for people right now. So let's bring our lives before the Lord who loves us so much that he wants to spend eternity with us. Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now. We thank you. We praise you. Lord, I can't express how thankful and appreciative I'm feeling right now. I'm just so thankful for your grace, so thankful for your mercy. And we got people listening right now, and they've got physical ailments. Our friend Noah going through health problems. He needs breakthrough. He needs a breakthrough for his health. And Lord, we have other people, Brother Ace, Brother Gary, people that we love, Lord, that are a part of us, that we care for. And we have my own wife going through it. And Lord, nobody feels that more than I do except for you. And it's just like, I just want you to touch her. Let her just be 100%. Got people with ailments they don't even want to share. We know, Lord, sometimes you just don't want to be a burden. That's how we feel towards one another. But Lord, it's not a burden for you. In fact, you tell us, cast your burden unto me. So we cast it unto you because you care for us. And Lord, we have situations, financial, legal, just ridiculous governmental scenarios. Lord, I'm not saying anything other than these situations are ridiculous. But you are the master. You are the king of the universe of circumstances being changed. And for you, it's just a moment. And so we ask you to bring a divine moment, to bring a miracle, and to change the circumstance for people. not because we're worthy, not because we've earned it, but because you're generous and kind. So we ask you, Lord, to help our people in these situations. Help your people. Help our family. Dad, help our family. We need your help. We need your grace and mercy. We need you to solve these things for us. We pray this collectively as a group, and we pray in the powerful and awesome name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. Okay, there we go. So we are opening up with a word of prayer, and if you think that's pretty interesting, just wait, because we're in Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. It does not get better than this, ladies and gentlemen. It does not. It does not. No matter what I preach or I teach, nowhere near the value that's about to come in. I do want to make note for everybody that if you ever want an update as to how I'm doing or something going on, because we're running replays or anything like that, we always give updates on the website near the top of the site so that you can see it, or kind of close to the top of the site, so you can know what's going on. We're just letting you know that up ahead of time. So if there's anything that needs to be updated, it will be up there. In the meantime, we are in Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. Hold on. Hold on, folks. This is unbelievable. Here we go. Verse 13, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" Verse 14, well, they replied, "Some say John the Baptist. Some say Elijah, and others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." Then he asked them, "Who do you say I am?" Wow. Let's just start here because this is just incredible. Matthew 16, 13. We come to the part of one of the greatest declarations that Peter makes about Jesus Christ. And in this text, Jesus asks his disciples a question. So let's say this. Don't be surprised if God asks you a question.
People are like, well, God doesn't talk.
Well, obviously he doesn't talk to you if you're not reading his word. But God asks questions all the time. He's been doing that from the very beginning of the garden.
Where are you, Adam?
All the way to the very end. Who do people say that I am? And I will tell you that everybody will answer that question. The irony is that that question in itself specifically is the same question for every person on earth. You and me included. He's simply asking, the Lord Jesus is simply asking, who do people say that the Son of Man is? Who do you say the Son of Man is? Now, I want to get into this because this part's really cool. Their initial replies are very human. There's nothing bizarre or weird. As a collective group, they're saying, well, some people say you're John the Baptist. Other people say you're Elijah or Jeremiah or one of the prophets. So they're, you know, like, this dude's up there. This means either a major or a minor prophet. When we're talking about Jeremiah and Elijah and one of the prophets, it's either going to be Elijah or Elisha, two very power prophets. We call them power prophets. Then one of the majors, which has to do with Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Daniel. One of the minors, which has to do with the rest of the prophets. And so they're saying, the people say you're a prophet of some capacity, minor or major. It's like people are influenced. When people are asked questions, they often defer to what the majority says or thinks. So just so you can be aware, that's not abnormal because Jesus said, you know, who do people say I am? Well, the groups are saying you're Johnny B. Or you're Elijah, Jeremiah, one of the prophets. But that's not sufficient when it comes to the things of God. We are not allowed to just answer with the collective. You want to know why? The Bible says, thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. If you want to see where that's involved, just look at the politics of every country there is on the planet today. So what does it mean then? Jesus takes that same question, poses it directly to the disciples individually. And this is what you cannot miss. Jesus asks you, wait, who do you say that I am? What Jesus is asking his disciples to do is pull away from the general masses and think and make an individual decision, an evaluation, a judgment, a determination, an assessment, a declaration, a proclamation. And this is the same question he's going to ask every person. He doesn't care what the multitude says. He wants to know what you say. Who do you say that I am? And every person will be required in some capacity. How? I don't know. But in some capacity to answer that question. Who do you say I am? And what's amazing is Jesus doesn't say, who do people say Jesus is? Who do you say I am? How personalized. And I will tell you something that I think is exceedingly important. I know you're going to think I'm kind of goofy on this, and it's okay. I love you guys anyway. Here's what I'm going to tell you. You have to answer this question every day, not once. You don't just believe in the gospel and then forget about it and go on your way. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believeth, continual action of believing. Whosoever should believeth should not perish but have everlasting life. It is a continual faith. It is a constant faith. It is a daily faith. It is a specific faith. And every day you and I wake up, we need to answer, who do we say Jesus is? Many of us love to say he's our Savior. And he is for so many of us. A few of us, though, stumble a little bit more when we get to the Lord part. That's a separate message for a separate time, which will be in the next segment. In the meantime, take a breath. See if you can answer this question. How many pigs were there who received the unclean spirits when they were moved from Legion into the pigs? How many? Was it number one, about 2,000? Number two, about 1,000? Or number three, about 3,000? How many pigs received the unclean spirits? Your direct reference point is Mark chapter 5, verse 13. Mark 5, verse 13. So number one, you must follow the numbers. Number one is about 2,000 pigs. Number two is about 1,000 pigs. And number three is about 3,000 pigs. And yes, I split the numbers up differently on purpose. If you want to reach out to us, you can do so by calling 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. Very straightforward. How many pigs were there who received the unclean spirits from Legion? Is it 2,000? Is it 1,000? Or is it 3,000? That's the question. In the meantime, I'm going to send you up to the website, and I will tell you this. Those that are giving faithfully, thank you. I don't want anybody giving anything past what the Lord puts on your heart. Let me just say that real quickly. I will say, remember when I said to you, and I did say this, and then Jacob will testify to this, that when I'm out, when I'm not in the show, when I'm having COVID, the money drops just a wee bit. And so in the last 7 days, we took in $212. That's like, okay, that's low. Now, don't worry about it. Don't give if you've already given. That's what I'm saying. For those of you that haven't given, step out in faith. Test the Lord and see how it works. If you think the ministry is a blessing for you, and if the Lord puts it on your heart. If not, don't worry about it. I hate the compulsion. I hate the guilt. I hate all that stuff. Do it with a cheerful heart. Or don't do it. It's just so much better. I would just rather you pray for us, okay? So here's the thing I'm going to say. On the website, by the way, there's additional new stuff, not just updates, but there's like a little blog post up there. There's a little, we're adding a whole bunch of stuff. You just don't know it, but I'm sneaking them in piece by piece. And bottom line is on the website, there's a place for prayer requests and praise reports, plus a place to give. 2 Corinthians 8:3, for I testify according to their ability and beyond their ability, they gave of their own accord. That's the key. They gave of their own accord. That's all I want to hear and see from anybody. Check it all out on the website, hemusincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HemosIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HemosIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HemosIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HemosIncrease.org.
HemosIncrease.org.
Quick, get out of the water. Okay. Or wait, quick, we're going to need a bigger boat. Okay, there you go. Come on, that's funny. All right, we do have somebody that is calling in. So we're going to do prayer again. So for anybody that didn't get covered in that last prayers, we'll pray for people yet again. But we do have somebody who is, I believe, are they ready to answer the trivia question? Yes, they are. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to? Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to? Yep.
Michael.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who's this?
Michael.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. I'm wearing hearing aids, so I'm having a little bit of difficulty hearing.
Not a problem. Tell me if you're ready, and I'll set up the trivia question. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. How many pigs received the unclean spirits? Was it 2,000, 1,000, or 3,000?
I'd say 2,000.
That is correct, Amundo, sir! You're right! It is interesting, and Ken, one of the people that brought one of our listeners, said, you know, there's a legion is usually 1,000, but they ended up going into 2,000 pigs. Like, wow, that's kind of I wonder how that worked out. That's kind of weird.
I'm having a little bit of problem hearing you. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's all right. You did an excellent job.
Okay, great. Great.
Thank you, my brother.
God bless you and your show.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that greatly.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. All right. Cool. Great job. Right? Fantastic. 2,000 pigs. Yeah, I think it's kind of fascinating if you think about that. You know, 1,000 in a legion and 2,000 pigs. Was that one demon for every two pigs? Uh-oh. Oh, don't worry, Dave. Demons can't invade animals. Okay. Let's go back to the text real quickly before people start losing it. Here we go. This next line is the line. I think you all know this line. This is Matthew chapter 16, verse 16. I don't know. Does it get any better than this? When Jesus then asked in verse 15, "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Oh, my goodness. Is this not the most legendary answer in Scripture? I mean, come on. We love this. And all of us wish, hope, and somewhat believe that we would give the same answer. He says, "You are the Christ. You are the Messiah. You are the Son of the living God." Now, there are many answers that people give to who Jesus is. Within my own family, one of those answers is that Jesus was a great moral teacher. If people don't move from declaring Jesus as a great moral teacher to Jesus as is the Christ, if they don't move to Jesus as the Messiah, they're going to miss the opportunity for eternity. In one conversation I had with a family member, the family member said, "Well, he's a great moral teacher." And I said, "So do great moral teachers lie?" "No, of course not." "Oh, because this great moral teacher taught he was the Messiah, the Son of the living God, the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man comes to the Father but by him." And it doesn't matter whether a political commentator or a false prophet as a pastor or priest or any other position says different. It doesn't matter because that's what God has to say. And oh, before anybody says, "Oh, are you trying to speak for God?" Yes, that is in fact the mission of the Christian, to speak on behalf of God the message of reconciliation, which is through Jesus Christ. So yes, exactly.
This is my attitude. Like,
nope, yep, that's exactly right. "Oh, you speak for God?" Yes, because you want to know why? Okay, watch. See Dick run. See Jane run. See, I can read. Now, what that means is when God, who wrote a book, has that book presented to you, you can read it, and then you'll know what he has to say. That's how that works. Remember, God created the universe. The dude can write a book. That's my bumper sticker on the back of my car right now, enlarged, two times larger. Ask Aunt Deb. It's a big bumper sticker. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is the Messiah. Do you want to know what your answer is? Your answer to your question? I know. This, what do I do about this financial? What about this health? This. Jesus is your answer. Because in him are unlimited treasures and wisdom and knowledge and grace and mercy. And that's what every one of us needs. Oh, and by the way, he's the Prince of Peace. For those of us who are not operating in peace, Jesus is your answer. If you are elsewhere and want to keep listening to the show, tune into HeMustIncrease.org. Hit the Listen Live button. If you're in Dallas, keep listening on the KAAM app. That's a great way to do it. We'll take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
The David Spoon Experience.
Let me read this thing from Pastor Ray, and then we'll do the trivia question, and then we'll see what happens because I have no idea. This is from Pastor Ray, who passed away, by the way, on January 4th this year, 2022. He's my good friend, and I can't wait to see him up in heaven. This one's titled Joy, Expectation, and Delight. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts. Therefore, I hate every wrong path. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. This is Pastor Ray's devotional. I often see people go through a spiritual drought. More than once, I have found myself in this dry, dark place where God seems far away and we feel even farther. It's like being the children of Israel, once again wandering in the wilderness trying to find our way. That's when I cling to the belief that we are being strengthened and matured through it all. How we survive the wilderness experience of our lives depends on our attitude towards God's word. Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible, and I get such a kick out of reading it because King David got so excited writing about it. Of all the things he gets excited about writing about the laws of God. He sang about them. He put statutes of the law to music. He positively exulted in them. In Psalm 119, verse 14, he compared God's testimonies to the riches. In verse 15, he declared, I will meditate on your precepts. In verse 24, he says, your testimonies are my delight and my counselors. David was on to something. He loved God's word, and he knew that the secret to enjoying life, even in the wilderness, was to turn to God's word with joy, expectation, and delight. As children, we struggle to mature under our parents' authority. When we're spiritually born again into the family of God, we become children again, reparented. Oh, what a great line that is. Reparented by our Heavenly Father as we grow toward maturity and learning to trust him. Allow his word to light your way, and the wilderness will not seem so daunting. Let his word guide your feet, and you will never get lost.